listening until the shriek fades and dies as if it's been soaked up by the limestone all around us. Nothing. No shouts, no calls, no indication that anybody out there has heard us. Nothing. Tozer clicks off his torch. I hear him take a deep breath. Then in the black silence he says, "You scared, Daniel?" "You scared? How many times have you said that to me, Tozer? Dozens? Hundreds even?" But this time it's different. He hasn't called me weirdo for a start. He's called me by my proper name. I can't remember the last time he did that. 10 years ago? When we were both 4 or 5 and starting school together? But we're not at school. He isn't towering over me in some distant corner of the school grounds asking, "You scared, weirdo?" He hasn't got me in a headlock with one of his powerful hands wrenching my arm up behind my back so that it's all I can do to stop myself screaming with the pain. He isn't forcing me to bow before his great mates Greg and Flick as they stand there loving the show. No. We're here. Under the ground. With no way out. Tozer asks again.